Good morning and a warm welcome to your show, Sunny Mornings in San Diego. Melissa, and it's Tuesday, October 22nd. You'll be interested to know. 62 years ago, today, in 1962, President John F. Kennedy addressed Americans regarding the Cuban Missile Crisis, announcing a naval blockade to halt additional missile deliveries to the island nation, situated 90 miles off the coast of the United States. This tense confrontation between the U.S. and the Soviet Union marked a pivotal moment in the Cold War. So now you know. And now, it's time for the Surf Report. Expect waist-to-stomach high swell on Tuesday, with glassy conditions in the morning and light offshore winds becoming semi-choppy in the afternoon as winds shift to variable at 5 to 10 miles per hour. On Wednesday, anticipate stomach-to-shoulder high swell, remaining glassy in the morning, with conditions turning semi-choppy in the afternoon. Thursday will see similar waist-to-stomach high swell, with glassy morning conditions and variable winds, becoming semi-glassy in the afternoon. Tuesday at Tourmaline and South San Diego. It's looking clean at 2 to 3 feet until 10, then choppy at 3 plus feet midday. Conditions should turn fair again for your sunset session. Best time to ride is at 7 a.m. with a 3.5-foot incoming low tide, when the north swell is 1.5 feet at 18 seconds and the variable wind is 2 miles per hour. The first low tide Tuesday will be 3 foot just before 6 a.m. with a 5.5-foot high tide at 12:45. The nearshore buoy at Scripps in La Jolla reads 67 degrees for the water temperature. This morning it's sunny and feels like 62 degrees with 8-mile-per-hour wind. The sunset will take place at 6:06 and it will rise again tomorrow at 6:59. It looks like we're in for a sunny Tuesday with temperatures reaching a pleasant 77, accompanied by a gentle northwest breeze. Tonight, expect mostly clear skies with a low of 59 and light winds. Looking ahead in the weather, expect sunny days with highs around 73 to 77 degrees and light north winds. Mornings will have patchy fog before 11 a.m., clearing to mostly sunny skies. Nights will be mostly cloudy with lows in the upper 50s to low 60s. Bonjour, food enthusiasts. This podcast is brought to you by Versailles Cafe and Pastries in Encinitas. Nestled on El Camino Real South, just north of Encinitas Boulevard, this cafe is a haven for culinary delights. Indulge in their amazing Eggs Benedict or their gluten-free crepes. You can grab a panini for lunch or just breeze on through to get your morning coffee. They are open every day from 8 to 5. So stop on by and don't forget to tell them Sunny Morning sent you. In local news, Mr. Moto Pizza is excited to announce a free pizza promotion every Monday in November as part of its Moto Gone Crazy campaign. Guests can enjoy this offer at any of the pizza shop's 6 locations, including Pacific Beach, Point Loma, North Park, Seaport Village, Little Italy, and Mission Valley. Customers can order a classic cheese, pepperoni, or a specialty pizza. This initiative supports the YMCA of San Diego's Solidarity Journey, raising awareness for youth homelessness, with Mr. Moto matching donations up to $1,200. Now on to sports. On our Monday Night Football doubleheader, the Baltimore Ravens, now 5-2, rallied from an early 10-point deficit to defeat the Tampa Bay Buccaneers, 41-31. Lamar Jackson dazzled with 5 touchdowns, while Derrick Henry rushed for 169 yards. Despite Baker Mayfield's 3 touchdowns, Tampa's hopes dimmed with injuries to Mike Evans and Chris Godwin. The Ravens' dominant ground game continues to impress, amassing 243 rushing yards. In Game 2 in Glendale, the Arizona Cardinals, now 3-4, edged out the Chargers, sitting at 3-3, 17-15 victory. Kyler Murray dazzled with a spectacular 44-yard touchdown run, while James Conner's bruising 33-yard carry set up Chad Raylan's game-winning 32-yard field goal. Despite Cameron Dicker's impressive 5 field goals, including a franchise-tying 59-yarder, the Chargers couldn't find the end zone. In local sports, the LA Kings have shown a solid start with 3 wins, 2 losses, and 1 tie. Anse Kopitar has been leading the charge with 8 points, but they faced a tough challenge against the unbeaten Vegas Golden Knights tonight at T-Mobile Arena, where Jack Eichel has been a standout with 10 points. Shifting gears to basketball, tonight, the Lakers tip off their season at home against the Minnesota Timberwolves at Crypto.com Arena. The Lakers will be without key players, Jared Vanderbilt and Christian Wood, which could impact the game significantly. Despite these absences, the clash is expected to be thrilling, with Minnesota slightly favored by 1.5 points. In top news, a surge of interest in an anabolic steroid called Trenbolone is captivating Gen Z, particularly through social media platforms like TikTok and Instagram. Teenagers joke about taking Tren to enhance their gym performance, associating it with rapid muscle growth and a social media-friendly physique. Despite Trenbolone's reputation as the god of all steroids, its risks, including neurotoxicity and severe psychological effects, are often overlooked. Experts emphasize the dangers, particularly for young users, urging open discussions about the truth behind Trenbolone's allure consequences to combat its growing acceptance among teens. In business news, Starbucks has transformed into a teen emporium, attracting young customers with sugary drinks and a social atmosphere. In Brooklyn, kids frequent the chain for colorful beverages like the strawberry acai lemonade refresher, which contains the same amount of sugar as a Butterfinger. The company now targets Gen Z, with cold drinks making up about 70% of beverage sales. While Starbucks claims it does not market to children, health experts express concern over caffeine and sugar consumption among teens. Amid competition from other beverage options, the chain continues to innovate, aiming to balance adult preferences with youthful trends. In crypto movement, Bitcoin is just over $67,400. Ethereum is just over $2,600. And Solana is $167. Moving on to a more local vibe. In our community spotlight on health and wellness, we are working with a national Pilates studio to bring you some free classes, so listen up. Check out Club Pilates, with several locations in the San Diego area. Pilates presents a comprehensive wellness approach, cultivating strength, reducing tension, and elevating mental well-being. Scientific research affirms its benefits. So now you can check out Club Pilates for a free class, with locations in Encinitas, Solana Beach, Oceanside, La Jolla, and more. Just be sure to tell them Sunny Morning sent you by. And now, back to the show. Let's talk tech. Apple's CarPlay, once a groundbreaking feature, is now at a crossroads. Launched in 2014, it replaced the iPod Out feature and allowed users to connect their smartphones seamlessly to their vehicles. While CarPlay remains popular, with up to 35% of new car buyers considering it, its future is uncertain, especially following the demise of Apple's ambitious car project. The next generation CarPlay, showcased in 2022, has yet to launch and faces hesitation from automakers. Meanwhile, Google's Android Automotive poses a significant challenge. With no clear revenue benefits, Apple may hesitate to invest in CarPlay's development. And in entertainment news, Tom Holland is set to star in Christopher Nolan's latest film, joining Matt Damon in this top-secret project, which Universal Pictures will release on July 17, 2026. While plot details remain undisclosed, sources indicate it is not set in present day, leaving its timeline ambiguous. Nolan, who wrote the script and is directing, is producing alongside his wife, Emma Thomas. This collaboration marks a reunion with Universal following the success of Oppenheimer, which grossed nearly $1 billion globally. Holland will balance this project with Spider-Man 4 and possibly Avengers Doomsday. Well, alrighty, folks, it's time for the quote of the day. And today, our quote comes from the Polish physicist and chemist, Marie Curie. And she said, "Nothing in life is to be feared. It is only to be understood. Now is the time to understand more so that we may fear less." And that's a wrap for this morning. You can check out our Instagram, YouTube, and TikTok for some captivating aerial videos with local news and the surf reports. Have an amazing day, my good friends. We'll see you tomorrow with another episode of Sunny Mornings in San Diego.